Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Tiptoeing through the chaos in the Middle East.
As historic change unfolds across the Middle East and North Africa, we agree that the pursuit of self-determination must be driven by the peoples of the region and not imposed from the outside.
Once, America tried to tread softly. Now, in Yemen, the U.S. government may be openly running the show. The U.S. Embassy in Sana'a has become something of an audition space for negotiating a transfer of power. Treading lightly or treading on Yemen? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A question of sovereignty and America's not-so-secret role in Yemen all of a sudden. It's Thursday, June 9th. Celeste is out, but will join us from our partner station WGBH in Boston tomorrow. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. The U.S. is stepping up its covert war in Yemen. Our partner, The New York Times, reports U.S. drones and fighter jets are hitting militant targets in an effort to keep al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula from consolidating power or grasping territory in Yemen's south. The Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen says the group is exploiting a power vacuum in the country. Fighters associated with al-Qaeda are reportedly pouring into one southern Yemeni city. One tells the Los Angeles Times he hopes it's the first step toward an Islamic State in Yemen. And this morning, Yemen's government says it's killed several al-Qaeda fighters in heavy fighting in the south. Meanwhile, Yemen's ruling party says President Ali Saleh is out of intensive care after successful surgery in Saudi Arabia. About 1,000 Syrians crossed the northern border into Turkey overnight. They're running from the Syrian army, which has surrounded the town of Jisr al-Shagur ahead of an expected crackdown. One resident spoke to our partner, the BBC. Young people left in the town will stand their ground against the army.
We are approximately 7,000 youth in the town, but the youth are not going to leave the city unless over their dead bodies.
The United Nations Security Council is debating whether to pass a resolution condemning the violence in Syria. In Libya, NATO airstrikes are rattling Tripoli once again this morning. The Financial Times reports the U.S. military operations in Libya are on course to cost close to $1 billion, $275 million more than the Pentagon first estimated. Here in the U.S., a huge wildfire continues to devour a corner of Arizona. Officials say there's no end in sight. Two towns have been evacuated, and the fire is headed for some huge power lines that supply electricity to hundreds of thousands of people as far east as Texas. Citigroup, the latest victim in a string of cyber attacks. The company says hackers breached the bank's network and accessed information of about 200,000 U.S. cardholders. They got a look at account numbers and contact information, but Citi says Social Security numbers and card security codes were not compromised in the hack. Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer is pulling one of its popular chicken feeds off the market. Did you know Pfizer made chicken feed? I didn't. After trace amounts of arsenic turned up in some chickens here in the U.S. A report released this morning shows highly skilled immigrants in the U.S. now outnumber, for the first time, lower skilled ones. 30% of immigrants, regardless of legal status, have at least a bachelor's degree, while 28% lack a high school diploma. Oil prices jumped to more than $101 a barrel after OPEC leaders decided yesterday not to raise production. They couldn't agree. The White House says it has not ruled out tapping the strategic oil reserve as a way to lower gas prices for summer travelers. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,048. The S&P opens at 1,279. And the Nasdaq begins at 2,252. Coming up in a few minutes, America is faintly appearing over the America is responding over the events in Yemen. And we'll talk about our slowly growing involvement and our not-so-secret policy there. Here within the United States, a conversation on the slowly growing threat of non-native species, but with an ecologist who says they might be not as much of a threat as we think. That's later this hour. It's a global biosphere, and that's what we're coming to grips with. Your story is at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Join the conversation.